This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to high school softball action. This is game two of our triple header of high school sports this evening on WSMI FM 106. My name is David Jenkins. Carl DeBar is alongside with me. We are here at Gillespie High School for the Class 2A Gillespie sectional softball semifinals, and it's a matchup between the Williamsville Bullets and the Gillespie Miners. Carl, we should be in for a very good game today.
Should be indeed. Both regional champions here face off. Both very good pedigrees as
yes.
far as years in a row of being regional champions, or at least in the mix of some sort.
That's exactly right. Gillespie, although on their home field, will be the visitors today because Williamsville won the coin toss and elected to be the home team. So Gillespie will be batting first, and their lineup looks like this. Leading off will be shortstop Riley Jarman. She's followed by Michaela Hayes, who is in right field. Batting third is the catcher, Mackenzie Casarda. Batting fourth is Allie Clay, and she's in center field. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, Riley Sardi, and she's hitting for second baseman Hannah Barrett. Batting sixth is Sydney Hendricks, who is pitching. Batting seventh is Sydney Byers, who's at first base today. Batting eighth is Lexi Bussman, who's at third. And batting ninth is Keaton Link, who is in left field. So again, for the Miners today, it's Jarman, Hayes, Casarda, Clay, Sardi, Hendricks, Byers, Bussman, and Link. Defensively for the Williamsville Bullets, pitching will be Peyton Long. Her battery mate is Riley Yard. At third base is Skylar Dees. Playing shortstop is Mackenzie McCormick. Playing second is Kaylee Moser. Playing first base is Danielle Dennis. In left field is Molly Walter. In center field is Emma Walbert. And in right field is Emma Newton. So again, defensively for Williamsville. On the mound is Long. Catching is Yard. Third base is Dees. Shortstop is McCormick. Second base is Moser. First base is Dennis. Left to right in the outfield is Walter, Walbert, and Newton. And we are ready for sectional semifinal softball here from Gillespie High School as Peyton Long again on the mound for Williamsville. And Riley Jarman steps to the plate for the Miners. It's a beautiful day here at Gillespie High School. And the first pitch to Jarman is low for ball one. Williamsville defeated Pleasant Plains on Saturday by a score of 6-2, winning the Williamsville Regional Championship. And the second pitch to Jarman is low again for ball two, 2-0 the count. Gillespie on Saturday for the Regional Championship defeated Hillsboro. That was a game you heard here on the Tally Broadcasting stations. That final score was 8-4. The 2-0 pitch on the way to the Miner shortstop. Down the middle, but a little bit low, and it's 3-0. Peyton Long missing low here to start this ball game for Williamsville. Jarman probably going to take here, but we will see. 3-0 the count. Right down the middle for a called strike one. Williamsville, as we said, Carl, in the pregame, so many regional titles to their name, such a program they have at Williamsville High School. And there's a ground ball right back to the pitcher Long. She has it, fires to first for the first out of the inning. And that's the way we start this ball game.
And the one thing we say about Long right off the bat, just watching her warm up and her first batter, she just keeps the ball down.
Yeah.
Extremely low.
Means we could be in for a lot of ground balls today off of Gillespie bats, but we'll see. Michaela Hayes now steps to the plate for Gillespie. She's in right field. First pitch, again, low for ball one. So two batters and two times falling behind. In the count is Peyton Long. Rather warm day here at Gillespie High School. The 1-0 pitch outside and high for ball two. We'll see if that plays a factor, as this might be the warmest day we've had this season.
Has to be up there.
Yeah. The 2-0 pitch to Michaela Hayes right down the middle, called strike one. What does my handy-dandy thermometer say on my phone? 84 degrees as this one has popped up and fouled to even up the count, 2-2. So according to my telephone, 84 degrees here at Gillespie High School.
The humidity is nice and way up there.
Yes, it is. I think it's supposed to be 89 to 90 here later on this week. 2-2 the count on Michaela Hayes for Gillespie. She just gets a piece of this one, and we'll do it again. We are right behind home plate. So if a lot of these hitters get a piece like they just did and foul it right back to the backstop, you're going to hear it. The 2-2 pitch, oh, good off-speed pitch, and catches the corner for strike three, the first strikeout of the game. Nothing you can do there if you're Michaela Hayes.
Now batting to the Lady Miners, the catcher, number 9, Mackenzie Casarda.
Now Mackenzie Casarda steps to the plate for the Miners with nobody on and two outs in the top of the first inning. Gillespie in their white tops today with black pants and orange socks. As Casarda gets a piece and fouls it straight back, and 0-1 the count. Williamsville in black tops, white pants, and purple socks with the gold trim. I've seen Gillespie three times in softball, and they've had a different combination each time, Carl.
Good to have variety.
That's right. It's the spice of life, they say. 0-1 pitch, good change up there, and she swings and misses, and the count's now 0-2. Gillespie, at times, they've won quite a few regional titles lately, but they've had trouble getting to the sectional championship. The 0-2 pitch to Casarda, swing and a miss at a high heater, and she goes down swinging. So Gillespie goes down in order. We head to the bottom of the first. It's scoreless as Williamsville comes to bat. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. Dave Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. We're in the bottom of the first inning between Gillespie and Williamsville. Gillespie went scoreless in the top of the first. Leading off for the Bullets is shortstop Mackenzie McCormick. She's followed by Emma Walbert, who is in center field today. And then batting third is Danielle Dennis, who is at first. The first pitch from Sydney Hendricks, who is on the mound for the Miners today, catches the outside corner for strike one. Batting cleanup today for Williamsville is the right fielder Emma Newton. Batting fifth is Kaylee Moser. Batting sixth is Skylar Dees. Batting seventh is catcher Riley Yard as Hendricks fires a high fastball that misses the zone. 1-1 the count. Batting eighth is the designated hitter Olivia Feltz, who's hitting for the pitcher Peyton Long. And then batting ninth for Williamsville is Molly Walter, who is in left field. And a shot down the left field line called foul. And the count now 1-2 to Mackenzie McCormick. Our umpires today, Glenn Vetter behind the plate. Third base umpire is Dave Bishop. And at first base is Ray Hughes. The 1-2 pitch to McCormick is high for ball two. Evens up the count 2-2. McCormick looking to get things started for Williamsville here in the bottom of the first. She's showing bunt. She pulls it back, and the pitch is low for ball three. Good at bat here to work a full count. A 3-2 pitch on the way to McCormick. Inside pitch she turned on and fouled it off to the left-hand side. We'll do it again. Just a little out in front was McCormick. We saw in the top of the first, Gillespie a little bit more aggressive at the plate. So far, the first batter for Williamsville in the bottom half of the inning, patient. And the 3-2 pitch to McCormick is a line drive into right center field that's going to drop for a base hit and go all the way to the wall. And extra bases for Mackenzie McCormick to lead off the bottom of the first inning.
Well, a tough battle right off the bat. Went full count.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets.
Went the other way and just put it right in the gap.
Emma Walbert.
Good things happen to those who hit to the opposite field.
Seems to.
Yeah.
Or up the middle. Opposite field and up the middle.
That's right. Now batting with a runner on second, nobody down, is Emma Walbert, who bats from the left-hand side. And she shows bunt but pulls it back, and the pitch is low for ball one.
And the funny thing, their two foul balls were pulled way foul.
Yeah. So Sydney Hendricks for Gillespie trying to work around a leadoff double here in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch to Walbert. Shows bunt and pulls it back again, but this time it's right down the middle for a called strike. Corners on the infield defense charging in as Walbert showing bunt through the first two pitches. 1-1 pitch on the way to the Williamsville center fielder. She gets the bunt down, but it's foul. And the count is 1-2. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning between Williamsville and Gillespie. And there's a slap off to the left-hand side, foul ball. We will do it again. She was headed down the first base line while she was swinging, similar to Ichiro for the Seattle Mariners. 1-2 pitch. She does it again, slaps it right to the shortstop. Raleigh Jarman makes the catch, and the runner at second gets back in time. But a very good play by Riley Jarman now to save a base hit.
The first baseman, number 19, Danielle Dennis.
That brings in Danielle Dennis for the Bullets, who's at first base today. She bats with a runner on second and one down in the bottom half of the opening frame. First pitch is in the dirt, 4-1. Dennis, a senior at Williamsville High School. She bats from the right-hand side as Ray Hughes has moved over to second base. And the pitch is in the dirt. She can't find it, but the runner's not going to go anywhere. And the count now is 2-0. We welcome those listening online at WSMIRadio.com. We appreciate our online audience. The 2-0 pitch to Dennis. On the inside corner, called strike one. We also appreciate it if you stuck around after the first game, which was Staunton and Greenville, live from the Flora Baseball Sectional. The 2-1 pitch is hit her on the leg, and she's headed down to first base.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the right fielder, number 12, Emma Newton.
So now Emma Newton bats with a couple of runners on, only one down. The first hit batter for Gillespie pitcher Sydney Hendricks. First pitch to Newton, just missed the corner, and it's 1-0. Williamsville is led by head coach Mindy Ashbaugh. There's a pitch in the dirt, but the runners can't go anywhere. It's now 2-0. Tim Mize had to make the two-hour trip to Flora to cover the Staunton-Greenville game.
It's a good job for him.
That's right. The 2-0 pitch inside, and it's 3-0 now on the Williamsville right fielder. I've been to Flora many times. There's no easy way to get there.
And a lot of different possibilities, I guess.
That's right. The 3-0 pitch on the inside corner, called strike one. I didn't hear him, but apparently they called it quick. The 3-1 pitch to Emma Newton. Is line drive to the shortstop, Riley Jarman, no play at second. She'll go to first for the only play and for the second out of the inning as Newton grounds into the fielder's choice, 6-3.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the second baseman, number 15, Kaylee Moser.
Now Kaylee Moser bats for the Williamsville Bullets. She is at second base today. She bats with a pair of runners in the scoring position and two outs. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Moser. In the dirt, rolls all the way to the backstop, but not a good jump off of third base. Also credit to Casarda getting the ball as quickly as she did. The runners cannot advance.
So she made one of the biggest plays in the regional.
She did.
Going back, making a quick throw and getting a Hilltopper girl out at home plate.
Turned the game around as Hillsborough was building momentum and mounting a comeback. The 1-0 pitch to Moser is a ground ball to the second baseman, Barrett. She boots it, throws it to first, and not in time as a run is going to score on the error by Hannah Barrett.
She basically made the fundamental good play where she was got in position and then didn't look it into her glove and it just trickled out.
She did. So Skylar Dees bats now with a runner on runners on first and third, two outs. And a run home here in the bottom of the first. If you're Barrett and Sydney Hendricks, just forget about it. First pitch fouled off the hands off the bat of Skylar Dees, and it's 0-1. She did not mean to swing there, but couldn't help that the bat hit the ball. These bats on the inside part of the batter's box, and the 0-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Waiting on deck is the catcher, Riley Yard, if Deese can extend the inning. The 1-1 pitch on the inside corner called strike two. Williamsville looking to add to their 1-0 lead. Gillespie trying to keep it at that. Bottom of the first inning, runners on first and third, two outs. The 1-2 pitch to Skyler Deese inside for ball two, and the runner at first is going to advance to second with no play, as the ball scooted away from the catcher, Casarda. Count is now 2-2 on Skyler Deese. The pitch from Hendricks. Ground ball past the third baseman, Bussman. It stays on the infield, but one run does score, and it's now 2-0 on the infield hit by Skyler Deese. That one was a hard ground ball that got past the glove of Bussman, but stayed on the infield.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the catcher.
And now it brings up Riley Yard.
Riley Yard.
2-0 our score in the bottom of the first inning as Gillespie has a brief mound visit to try and settle Sydney Hendricks down. She was almost out of the inning, allowing no runs, but the error by Hannah Barrett extended it. The first pitch on the way to Riley Yard. Right down the middle, called strike one. Still, only two runs allowed so far, so nothing terribly bad. But we'll see if Williamsville smells blood in the water. The 0-1 pitch to Yard is high for ball one. Again, this is game two of our high school triple header today. We'll be back to baseball after this game, as you will hear Nokomis and Waterloo Jabot. Gary Boker has the call for that one from Greenville University. 1-1 pitch is low and inside for ball two.
Waterloo's another one of those teams that seems to make regionals, sectionals quite often.
Yep.
Championships.
Yes, they are a 1A school. Like it or not. The 2-1 pitch is high for ball three.
And the Comas has put in quite a few regional championships themselves.
They have.
Especially on the boys' side.
The girls' team was one game away from a regional title. They lost in the regional championship to Stewardson Strasburg. There's a pitch inside for ball four. And a five-pitch walk allowed to Riley Yard. And that will load the bases for Williamsville here in the bottom of the first.
Olivia Phelps.
Olivia Phelps now is the designated hitter. We're going to have a courtesy runner for the catcher, Yard. It's going to be Ashley McDermott.
Courtesy runner for the Lady Bullets, number 24, Ashley McDermott.
So Williamsville has an opportunity here for a big inning as they have the bases loaded and two outs, already two runs home in the bottom of the first inning. Gillespie looking to get out of it with only those two runs allowed. A very good turnout from both crowds here at Gillespie High School. The bleachers are packed. Got people standing behind me, people standing in the outfield. A beautiful day at Gillespie. The first pitch to Olivia Phelps on the inside corner called strike one. Again, Phelps is the designated hitter today, batting for the pitcher, Peyton Long, who is the flex player. The 0-1 pitch is a high pop fly that's going to go out of play off to the right and to the back, and it is 0-2 now. The ninth place hitter, Molly Walter, waiting on deck for the Bullets if Phelps can extend the inning. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss, strike three. So Gillespie strands the bases loaded, or Williamsville strands the bases loaded, but they do score two runs in the bottom of the first. After one, it is Williamsville 2, Gillespie nothing. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after this. Leading off for Gillespie in the top of the second inning will be Allie Clay. She's followed by Riley Sardi and Sydney Hendricks. If anybody reaches, it'll be Sydney Byers. So Clay, Sardi, and Hendricks to bat in this inning. In the top of the second, it's Williamsville 2, Gillespie nothing. And a ground ball to the third baseman, Dees, who was playing in, and a quick first out as Clay grounds out to start the inning.
Well, we learned one thing about Long. She likes to throw her sinker, but she also has a killer changeup herself.
Yes, she does. Similar to that of Kai Hanna. Yeah. So now batting will be Riley Sardi, who's the designated hitter today. She bats from the left side, and the first pitch she sees is on the outside corner for a called strike one. Good to see Sardi back in the lineup. She missed the regional championship game on Saturday against Hillsboro, but Gillespie won without her. The 0-1 pitch. Oh, good breaking pitch, and caught the outside corner for a called strike two. Yes, that is a nasty off-speed pitch.
Has movement downward, of course, but also just seems like it's coming faster and it just doesn't get there.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a high heater. Three pitches, three strikes to Riley Sardi. And a quick now two outs for Gillespie in this top of the second. Now Sydney Hendricks bats. It's not really fair when you have that speed combined with an off-speed pitch like that.
We're hoping Hicks or the Cardinals gets that someday.
We'll see. The first pitch to Hendricks is outside and high for ball one. Hicks's problem is locating his off-speed pitches and locating his fastball at that.
Location period, yes.
Yeah. The 1-0 pitch to Hendricks, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1.
Hicks. She definitely works the lower part of the strike zone for the most part. Yeah, she will go up now and then, but
it means we probably won't see a lot of fly balls. But we'll see. The 1-1 pitch to Hendricks is, just as I say that, a pop-up, straight back, and out of play for strike two. I'll say this, Long does a good job of mixing it up in the zone.
She does.
Mostly she's low, but when she needs to go high, she's there. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Sydney Hendricks is fouled off to the right side, and we'll do it again. Fan over there tried to reach for it, just couldn't get it next to the fence. Gillespie again is led by head coach Michelle Smith. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Sydney Hendricks from Peyton Long. Good off-speed pitch, and Hendricks was way out in front for strike three. That's the fourth strike out of the game for Peyton Long. We head to the bottom of the second. It's Williamsville 2, Gillespie nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. To the bottom of the second we go. Williamsville bats, and they will have the 9-1-2 hitters in the order. That's Molly Walter, Mackenzie McCormick, and Emma Walbert. Again, our score 2-0 as Williamsville bats in the bottom of the second. The Bullets lead the Miners here at Gillespie High School. The first pitch to Walter, high for ball one. Carl, we were talking during the break, and Peyton Long during that second inning looked a lot better than the first. She didn't
really
look bad
sharp
in the first.
No, she just looked extremely sharp in the second inning.
Yes, she did. 1-0 pitch is inside and low for ball two.
Those three pitch strikeouts, you can't look much better.
No. 2-0 the count to Walter. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Both of these teams have played very tough schedules this season. Played schools much bigger than them. Have fared well against some tough competition. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 now. Williamsville had a 29-5 regular season. Gillespie, 22-4 on the regular year. And a pop-up, straight back, and out of play for a foul ball. We'll do it again. That didn't get on the roof, did it? It didn't bounce high enough, I didn't think.
I see it recovered. Kind of sounded like it.
It did.
Bounced all the way up on the roof.
Well, it hit the sidewalk, and I don't know where it hit off of after that. Nevertheless, we'll do it again. 2-2 pitch is a high fly ball into deep center field. Clay is going back, and she makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the shortstop, number 11, Mackenzie McCormick.
And that, important for Sydney Hendricks to get the first out of the inning with the first batter. Now Mackenzie McCormick bats, who led off the bottom of the first with a double and came around to score. She shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch is inside on the corner, they say, for strike one. A little bit of a breeze blowing left to right here. I can't feel it, but that's what the flag says, as this ball is lined into center field. Clay makes the basket catch. What a play in center field for the second out of the inning.
Key to that was her great jump.
Yeah.
She still was a tough play.
She looked a little unsure of what she wanted to do, but made the catch regardless, so two quick outs here in the bottom of the second. And with those two outs and nobody on, Emma Walbert bats. Emma line out to the shortstop in the first inning, and she shows bunt but pulls it back, and it's ball one. Not a cloud in the sky to the left. To the right's a different story, but no storm clouds, that is. Is this a ground ball to the shortstop? Jarman has to be quick, and that's an infield hit. And the throw ended up hitting Walbert in the ankle. That hurts. That is purely an infield single for Emma Walbert, as Jarman had no chance.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets.
There was no bobble. Jarman got to it quickly.
Oh, yeah. But definitely a hit.
Yeah.
Actually, where she got hit is where the throw was, and she's already past the bag.
She was.
Good step and a half past the bag, I think.
She was. Had some wheels. It might have had to do with her swing, too, because she has the drag swing where she slaps it and is already running when she makes contact, so that helps out. So a two-out infield single brings up Danielle Dennis for Williamsville, and she skies this one off to the right side and out of play for strike one. Dennis was hit by a pitch in the first inning and came around to score. Walbert, as we saw, is very quick, but after getting hit in the ankle, we'll see how quick she is in this inning. She's still rubbing it. You're not supposed to do that, Carl. You're not supposed to rub it. And one pitch is in the dirt for ball one. That's what they always tell you when you have an injury. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. What happened to the good old rub dirt on it?
I think infection might have had to do with that. That pitch is high and outside for ball two. It's 2-1 now.
But my favorite was just walk it off.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. Shake it off, walk it off. You can rub some dirt in it if you want, I guess. The 2-1 pitch to Dennis is high, goes to the backstop. And Walbert is okay. She gets to second base without a throw. The count now is 3-1. As the umpires will shift over into position. Williamsville now with a runner in scoring position with two outs. Dennis bats with a hitter favorable count. The 3-1 pitch on the way to the Williamsville first baseman. High for ball four. I don't know why I dodged that, Carl, but
it's fun to do.
It is. It was headed right at me.
You're supposed to
now
catch
it. For the Lady Bullets, the right fielder.
I'd be more impressed if I seen that old
I was.
Left hand go up there to make that catch. Yeah. I mean, you were a catcher through your career.
I was, but I was able to hide behind some protective gear. Not today, although I do have the fence. We're going to have conversation. The umpire's going to have a conversation with the coach at third base. Maybe a dugout warning. Nevertheless, it's runners on first and third for Williamsville. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. The Bullets lead Gillespie 2-0, and Emma Newton is the batter. She hits this one into deep left center field. It is over the fence for a home run. And this game has been blown open in just a little bit. It's 5-0. off the three-run homer by Emma Newton.
Well, we knew Williamsville had a lot of potent offense, as we've seen a lot of their scores. They've scored in the 20s against teams. And they're showing it here today.
Yeah. What a promising inning this looked like for Gillespie. They got the first two hitters out quickly. And just like that, it's 5-0 Bullets in the bottom of the second. And now Kaylee Moser bats with the bases empty. Still two outs.
Number 15,
Kaylee. That was a line drive that just kept going and got over just enough. Moser reached on an error in the first inning and was stranded at third. The first pitch she sees is high for ball one. Five to nothing, Williamsville leads Gillespie after the three-run home run by Emma Newton. The 1-0 pitch to Moser inside for ball two. Almost got a piece of her. Henricks will try and settle down and keep the score as it is. The 2-0 pitch is popped up off to the right side and out of play. And the count now 2-1.
That definitely got the roof.
Yes, it did. The 2-1 pitch to Moser. High for ball three. Waiting on deck is Skylar Dees. Williamsville scored two in the first, and they've plated three in the second. 3-1 pitch is high for ball four. Another walk by Sydney Henricks.
And definitely uncharacteristic. Already three walks and a hit batsman.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets.
Just as not got found her groove.
No, she hasn't.
Skylar Dees.
And now Skylar Dees steps to the plate. But before that, Michelle Smith is going to have a chat with her pitcher and her entire infield. Try and settle this minor team down. It still is obviously within reach. It's 5-0. But Williamsville does have a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the second inning. This inning started with two quick outs, both fly balls to center field, and then an infield hit by Emma Walbert, a walk to Danielle Dennis, and then the first pitch three-run home run by Emma Newton. And that blew the game open. That's where we stand, 5-0. The conversation on the mound is done. Now we're ready to play ball again as Dees steps into the batter's box. First pitch she sees is popped up, straight back and out of play for strike one. Dees is the seventh batter to bat this inning. The 0-1 pitch, good off-speed pitch. It's fouled off to the right side and out of play. 0-2 now. So we're quickly running out of softballs. And here's a pitch that's fouled off, straight back, and we'll do it again. That pitch was inside, and the umpire is out of softballs. As umpire Ray Hughes tosses one now, back to the home plate umpire. Now we've got an extra. Again, Williamsville with a runner on first and two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Three runs have scored already. The 0-2 pitch is a ground ball to the second baseman, past the second baseman, into right center field for a base hit. Runners will be at the corners now for Riley Yard. That is a two-out single by Skylar Dees.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets.
Good base running for Moser to get to third base.
Riley Yard.
And Yard will bat now, trying to keep the rally going. Yard walked in the first inning and was stranded there. first pitch to the bullet catcher. Down the middle for strike one. Gillespie trying to hold this to a 5-0 deficit. The 0-1 pitch to Yard. Inside for ball one. They were on their way to a very quick second inning with the first two out on, I don't know, 6 pitches, something like that. It was very quick. And there's a ball in the dirt for ball two.
That's a changeup, just not getting a feel for it right now.
No.
Has not been able to use it too often.
The 2-1 pitch on the way to Riley Yard. Just a little bit high, and it's 3-1 now. And that has been the problem here with these last few batters is the Williamsville hitters have worked 3-ball counts, a lot of them being 3-1.
And they've also come up a lot of 2-strike hits.
Yeah. The 3-1 pitch is in the dirt. The ball gets to the backstop, and the run is going to be safe at home. And the runner from second is breaking to third and gets to third safely, and Yard finds her way at second base. So Yard walked on the play and stole second on the throw to third. Dees is on third base, and Moser scores. It is 6-0, Williamsville leading. We'll have another courtesy runner here as Yard is going to come out of the game. And Ashley McDermott will run for 6-0.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the designated player, number 22, Olivia Feltz.
6-0, Williamsville leading in the bottom of the second. Olivia Feltz bats now. First pitch she sees is fouled off of her hands and strike one. Feltz struck out in her first plate appearance in the first inning. This is the 9th hitter to bat in this inning. Waiting on deck is Molly Walter, who flew out to center field. 0-1 pitch is a break or an off-speed pitch. It's low for ball one. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Olivia Feltz. High pop fly, straight back and out of play. We'll do it again. See, even when these Williamsville hitters are getting 2 strikes on them, they're not panicking because they're putting good swings on pitches.
I lead off doubles on a 2-strike pitch after fouling off several.
And there's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jarman. Got to be quick. She fires the first, and she is out. Just barely. So that's the way the inning ends, the ground out to the shortstop. But Williamsville scores 4 after 2 innings. It's Williamsville 6. Gillespie nothing. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. We're in the top of the 3rd inning, and leading off for Gillespie will be Sydney Byers. She's followed by Lexi Bussman and Keaton Link. If anybody gets on, back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman. So Byers, Bussman, and Link to hit here in the top of the 3rd. First pitch to Byers is on the outside corner for strike one. Gillespie still looking for their first base runner of the game. We'll see how long does having a long break between innings pitched. This one's low for ball one. 6-0, Williamsville leading Gillespie here in the top of the 3rd. One one pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Byers is at first base today. We've seen her at first base 1 game. We've seen Riley Sardi at first base a couple games. We've seen Byers as the designated hitter. Gillespie has some versatility. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Moser has it and fires to first for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Lady Miners, the third baseman, number 2, Lexi Bussman.
And now Lexi Bussman bats, with one down and nobody on. First pitch to Bussman right down the middle for strike one. And the 0-1 pitch to Bussman is high for ball one. Winner of this game advances to the sectional championship, which will be played Saturday at 11. And the winner here will play the winner of Marquette in Buffalo Tri-City. A swing and a miss by Bussman, and the count now is 1-2. This sectional was delayed today because Marquette and Southwestern had to play their regional championship game yesterday. The 1-2 pitch to Bussman. She checked her swing, and it's 2-2. Marquette defeated Southwestern by a score of 3-2. Southwestern led 2-0 after four innings, but were not able to preserve the lead. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Moser dives and makes the play. She's going to be safe at first base. Bussman for an infield single.
And the Myers finally get that base runner.
The left fielder, number 10.
Put a little pressure on Long.
That's right. So the perfect game is over. The no-hitter is over, all in one swing. Now Keaton Link bats with a runner on first and one out. Link is in left field today. She bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch she sees is a swing and a miss for strike one. Again, this is game two of our high school baseball and softball coverage on WSMI this evening. Swing and a miss by Keaton Link, and it's 0-2 now. The first game was Shawton and Greenville in the Flora baseball sectional semifinal. The game following this one will be from the Greenville University sectional semifinals. And a swing and a miss by Link, and she goes down with the third strike.
Fifth overall for Long.
And now back to the top of the order in Riley Jarman. That Greenville University semifinal we have for you today will be Nokomis and Waterloo-Jabot.
So that's at the college.
Yes. First pitch to Jarman, right down central for strike one. Greenville University, because it's not Greenville College anymore. I don't know what the requirements are for that, but that's what it is. 0-1 pitch to Jarman is fouled straight back, and it's now 0-2. Nokomis defeated Mount Olive on Saturday in the Pawnee Regional Championship. That final score was 10-0. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Riley Jarman. It's popped up on the infield, and Kaylee Moser is called off by Emma Newton, who makes the catch for the third out of the inning. We've played 2.5, and after 2.5, it's Williamsville 6, Gillespie nothing. We'll be right back after this on WSMI.
Participation in interscholastic activities generates values that make student-athletes better citizens. Parents, coaches, and officials can reinforce the development of these students by expressing, supporting, and displaying those positive values gained by participating and competing. Challenge our young people not to just go to school.
How long did you say the game would be? How long did you say the game would be?
45 minutes.
Future plays here.
5 innings.
We're past 45 minutes now. We're getting
top priority.
In 2 minutes, it'll be past 45. In 2 minutes, it'll be past 45 minutes.
Further improving the safety of Illinois students.
They don't have the 10 runs.
For more information, please visit PlaySmartPlayHard.org.
That I think is still very possible. Sardi's coming in defensively.
I don't know.
Yep.
The DP is now playing.
Yep, first. Sardi. And that means...
defensive substitution for the Lady Miners. The DP, number 17, Riley Sardi, is now playing first base.
Byers is out of the game.
Leading off for the Lady Bullets, the left fielder, number 10, Molly Walter.
Because Barrett's still in the game, so... FM 106... David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you. We head to the bottom of the third inning with Williamsville leading 6-0 over Gillespie, and a leadoff bunt attempt, and Molly Walter beats it out. to reach first base on the infield single. What a bunt there by Molly Walter.
Cindy Hendricks did a great job getting off the mound. Nothing else you can do.
Nope.
She grabbed and thrown. All in one motion.
That's right. Now Mackenzie McCormick bats, who's 1-for-2 on the day. With a double and a run scored. And first pitch to McCormick is low for ball one. Defensively for the Miners, Riley Sardi has come into the game to play first base, replacing Sydney Byers. And a high fly ball that's popped up straight back and out of play for Gillespie. For Williamsville. That evens up the count, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch shows bunt, and it's 1-2 after missing it. We've got no sports broadcast for you tomorrow, as the Cardinals are off and there's nothing on high school that we're covering. And Ash Baugh is going to have a conversation with her leadoff hitter McCormick. Maybe going to take the bunt off the table.
It's always a possibility Tim's game goes 25 innings and they have to finish it the next day.
Could be.
Probably should just sleep in his car, shouldn't he, if that happens?
Yeah. The 1-2 pitch is a high fly ball into right center field. The right fielder, Michaela Hayes, coming on and makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for Lady Bullets, the center fielder, number 7, Emma Walbert.
And now Emma Walbert bats for Williamsville from the left-hand side. She flew out to the center fielder, lined out to the shortstop in the first inning and reached on an infield single in the second. She bats with a runner on first and one down. She shows bunt, and it's strike one. She got the bunt attempt back, but the pitch was right down the middle. The 0-1 pitch, a good slap bunt again. This is going to roll foul, and it's going to be 0-2. The 0-2 pitch to Emma Walbert is high for ball one.
Go, Sid!
The 1-2 pitch to Walbert, slapped off to the left side, and foul ball.
Slap and run. I don't know how you do that. But
I don't either.
Very, you teach it.
Very good hand-eye coordination, that's how.
Especially girls softball, if you can do that, you're down to first base before they can field it on a routine ground ball.
Usually an off-speed pitch, a good off-speed pitch is how you get rid of that. And there's a pop-up on the infield. The third baseman, Busman, is going back and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So two outs now and a runner on first for Williamsville, and the batter will be Danielle Dennis.
The first baseman, number 19, Danielle Dennis.
And we'll see now if Gillespie can get out of this inning without allowing a run. First pitch to Dennis. Fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Strike one. Williamsville has done a very good job hitting with two outs, as Gillespie's had opportunities to allow no runs in both innings with two outs, but they've not been able to get the job done. The 0-1 pitch to Dennis. Down the middle, called strike two. And now Sydney Hendricks is a strike away from throwing her best inning of the game. Dennis just gets a piece of that one, and we'll do it again. Dennis has still yet to have an official at-bat today. She was hit by a pitch in the first and then walked in the second. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Danielle Dennis. Swing and a miss on pitch outside. And Williamsville strands the runner at first base. We head to the fourth inning. It's Williamsville 6, Gillespie nothing. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Leading off for Gillespie here in the top of the fourth inning will be right fielder Michaela Hayes. She's followed by Mackenzie Casarda and Allie Clay. Hayes is 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout, and the first pitch she sees is low for ball one. Sydney Hendricks held the Bullets scoreless for the first time today in the bottom of the third. It's still a 6-0 ball game. The Bullets with the lead, and Hayes fouls this one straight back, and it's 1-1.
Of course, an error with two outs started the two runs in the first inning. Otherwise, it would have been a scoreless inning for Sydney. So she would have had a couple of good innings, and boy, the big inning, really, there she had two outs.
Yeah.
There's a hit.
Base hit for Hayes into center field, a ground ball to lead off the first inning. So for the first time today, Gillespie has their leadoff hitter on.
Number nine, Mackenzie Casarda.
Maybe the Miners will get a rally going.
Get a rally going.
Come on, Ken.
Yeah, the second inning was probably the most strange one because she got two quick outs. And then they scored the four runs.
First pitch to Casarda is low for ball one. Gillespie looking for their first run of the game. They trail 6-0 in the top of the fourth. Swings and misses at that high fastball. And the count to Casarda now is 1-1. Allie Clay waits on deck for the Miners. Casarda on the day 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the first inning. Hayes is on first base after the leadoff single. A 1-1 pitch instead. Timeout called at the plate. Smith yelling words of encouragement to her hitter. There's an off-speed pitch that's outside for ball two. Good change of speed there, but that was nowhere near the strike zone. Peyton Long on the mound today for Williamsville. And a line drive into right field, a base hit. So back-to-back singles for Gillespie in this fourth inning, and they've got something brewing. It brings up Allie Clay, looking to keep the line moving.
Center fielder, number 23, Allie Clay.
Clay 0-for-1 on the day. She grounded out to third in the second inning. And Riley Yard is going to bark out the defensive alignment for Williamsville. So Peyton Long will try to settle down here for Williamsville. Gillespie going to try to score some runs. They have runners on first and second, nobody out. A breaking off speed pitch. It's inside for ball one to Allie Clay.
Now, one difference in this inning, she hasn't had that pitch at her control.
No, she hasn't. The 1-0 pitch to Clay. Fastball fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Waiting on deck for Gillespie is Riley Sardi. The 1-1 pitch is high for ball two, and it gets to the backstop, and the runners will advance to second and third. And that, very important as well. Long has not had the control in this inning that
nope.
She had prior.
That more just on a straight fastball.
So the 2-1 pitch on the way to Allie Clay. It's in the dirt for ball three, and 3-1 now is the count. Clay is just going to be patient. That's when Gillespie's been at their best this season, is when they've been patient. She'll get a pitch to hit here, otherwise she's going to find herself on first base. 3-1 pitch to Clay, swing and a miss, and a fastball right down the middle, and now it's 3-2.
Well, she didn't get cheated on that 3-1 pitch.
No.
Seen what she wanted, and she went after it.
So the count is 3-2 now. Runners on second and third for Gillespie. And the pitch to Allie Clay is a high fly ball into right center field. Emma Newton is under it. She makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Both runners tag and advance on the sacrifice fly.
So a very productive out. Gets that run home. First run for the Miners. And gets the other runner down to third base.
Yes, it does. And now Riley Sardi bats with a runner on third and one out. Our score now 6-1. Bullets still leading. First pitch to Sardi. As Long looks in, has her sign. And Sardi fouls this one off. It's 0-1. Long made Sardi look uncomfortable in that first at bat. Mixing speeds. The 0-1 pitch on the way as Long takes her time, and there's an off-speed pitch, but it's high, and it's 1-1. See, she's going with the same approach, but she doesn't have the control.
Right. The off-speed has either been in the dirt or way, way high, where the batters have time just not to swing.
So the count is 1-1 on Riley Sardi, who's at first base now. She started the game as a designated hitter. Here's a fastball, just missed the outside corner. It's 2-1. That'll happen when you get a close pitch. If you're not in the zone consistently for an inning, you won't get the call when you're all over the place. The 2-1 pitch to Sardi. It's a fly ball down the left field line, and it's going to be just out of play, and it's 2-2 now. We'll see if Long goes back to the off-speed pitch here. Gillespie with runner on third, only one out. Trailing 6-1 in the top of the fourth inning after scoring a run here from the sacrifice fly from Allie Clay. The 2-2 pitch to Riley Sardi in the dirt and gets to the backstop. The runner at third breaking from home. She is safe as she gets underneath the tag, and it's 6-2. As Casarda scores, she had to be quick, and she got there underneath the tag to make it a 6-2 ball game. Ashball is going to have a conversation with the home plate umpire, but she's not going to win this one, as the throw was there, but Casarda's leg did get underneath the tag for the second run of the ball game.
And what the doctor ordered for the Miners, getting a couple of runs here in this fourth inning.
And Sardi's still up. The count is full because that was a ball. See, the throw there from the catcher to the pitcher at home was to the right side of the plate, and Casarda slid from the left side. So that's how Casarda was able to beat it. I had a pretty good angle.
Yes, you did.
I saw it. They can argue all they want. As we're going to have a conversation here, as I think maybe Peyton Long is having an issue on the mound. And that would certainly explain the lack of command with the off-speed pitches.
Or it could have been from the play at home, too.
It could be. She could have got spiked. Yeah, I think she might be... I heard him say bring a Band-Aid, so she might have got spiked and might be bleeding now, which is against the rules. Can't have an open wound. And we're going to have a pitcher warming up now for Williamsville in the bullpen. So the Williamsville trainer is going to come in now. We'll see if Long is going to stay in the game or what's going to happen. She may very well have gotten spiked, but I wonder what's causing the loss of command, because she's been sharp through the first three innings on her off-speed pitches. But this inning, Carl, she has not had it.
No. In fact, first batter, she threw one that just kind of rolled up to the plate.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and step aside. Our score is 6-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Gillespie batting, trailing Williamsville. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Well, it looks like Peyton Long is okay. She will stay in the game, as the count is 3-2 on Riley Sardi with nobody on and one out. 3-2 pitch as Long looks in for a sign. And a swing and a miss to Sardi. And it's a strikeout, her second of the game. The sixth of the game for Peyton Long.
Now batting for the Lady Miners, the pitcher, number
and now
8. Sydney Henricks.
Sydney Henricks bats for the Miners with two down and the bases empty. Gillespie has already scored two runs here in the fourth inning. They trail 6-2. First pitch to Henricks is high and outside for ball one. Henricks struck out in her only plate appearance in the second inning. The 1-0 pitch, high for ball two. I still haven't seen Long throw the off-speed pitch since discussion.
Kind of figured she had to throw a fast one on 3-2 count to start.
Yeah. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Henricks. And it's outside and high for ball three. Williamsville does have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. I saw Olivia Feltz go over there. And a 3-0 pitch on the way to Henricks is high for ball four, and Henricks works a two-out walk.
And that'd be her first of the ball game.
And now Sydney Byers is going to hit. So Byers will now be the designated hitter, I presume.
Courtesy runner for the Miners, number 7, Shelby Taylor.
As Hannah Barrett is playing
Miners,
second base.
The first baseman, number 21, Sydney Byers.
Byers on the day is 0 for 1 after grounding out to the second baseman. Lexi Bussman waits on deck if Byers can extend the inning. Miners have a runner on first and two down, and the first pitch to Byers on the outside corner for strike one. A courtesy runner at first base for Gillespie is Shelby Taylor. Gillespie looking to push across some more runs. Swing and a miss by Byers, and it's 0-2 now. Long looking to get out of this inning for Williamsville, only allowing those two runs. The 0-2 pitch to Byers. Swing and a miss on an outside fastball, and Byers gets out of it. But Gillespie does score two runs after 3.5. It's Williamsville 6, Gillespie 2. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Gillespie High School. Williamsville with a 6-2 lead as the Bullets bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. And leading off for Williamsville is right fielder Emma Newton. She is 1-for-2 on the day, but that one hit, a big one, a 3-run homer back in the second inning. First pitch that she sees is a ball, and the second one she fouls off to the right side, and the count is 1-1.
Cindy Henricks, 2 strikeouts, 4 walks, and a hit batsman. The walks and a hit batsman, very rare for her in a ball game.
1-1 pitch to Newton. High and outside, ball two. Williamsville is going to try and get those two runs back in this inning. And maybe more. Gillespie is going to try to keep it at a 4-run deficit. The 2-1 pitch to Newton. A high pop up. It's going to be just over the fence in front of the Williamsville bleachers for strike two. A fabulous turnout from both schools here.
Not too bad of a drive from Williamsville down this way.
I see Sonia Jones over there. She was on The Biggest Loser. She went to Litchfield High School. Now she's over at Williamsville. 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. I've had the pleasure of talking with Sonia Jones a couple times. She's an advocate for healthy lifestyles, obviously. 3-2 pitch is a line drive into left center field for a base hit to lead off the bottom of the fourth.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the second baseman, number 15, Kaylee Moser.
Kaylee Moser bats now for Williamsville. She has reached on an error and walked and scored a run. So 0-for-1 on the day. She bats with a runner on first, nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to Moser in the dirt for ball one.
This Williamsville team has that good combination of speed and ability to get on base and then some power in the lineup at the same time.
Wind is blowing a little bit harder here this half of the inning as Moser sees a pitch inside for ball two. Sydney for Gillespie needs a good inning here. As this one has popped up on the infield. It's going to stay there. And no play. Oh, safe at second as the runner at first had to hesitate because it was popped up. Just a weak play. A weak pop-up. And it's
for the Lady Bullets,
had all that spin, but once it hit the ground, it did not come back. It just stopped. And Sydney was waiting for it to see if it rolled, and it did not. And by that time, she took too long to get it to second.
I've got to rule it an infield single because it went into no man's
land. Strange hit, but a hit.
And a line shot foul down the third baseline. For strike one to Skylar Dees. Dees, 2-for-2 on the day with a pair of singles. The Bullets have runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth, leading Gillespie 6-2. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt, gets all the way to the backstop, and the runners will advance to second and third.
That's about the fourth wild pitch. Again, just not in her characteristic to have control issues and throwing wild pitches as much as has happened today.
That's right. Riley Yard waits on deck for Williamsville. Skylar Dees is at the plate. The count is 1-1 with runners on second and third. That pitch is on the inside corner for strike two.
Of course, we've seen Sydney Hendricks get in the groove at the end of the regional game against Hillsboro and strike out the last seven batters.
That's right. The 1-2 pitch to Skylar Dees. Line drive caught by Jarman. She'll fire to third, but the runner is back in time. And that's the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the catcher, number 23, Riley Yard.
And that makes up for the little pop-up that just sit there in the middle of no man's land, and it was a single. Yeah, the line drive, and it's right at the shortstop.
Yes, it is. So Riley Yard bats now, and that one is inside, but the runner and in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher, but the runners cannot advance. 1-0 the count. Yard is a single away from getting those two runs back for Williamsville. The count is 1-0 on the Bullet catcher. She grounds this one hard to third base, tried to tag her out, and she's back in safely. As that was, what do you call it, a fielder's choice?
Yeah, fielder's choice.
Now batting for the
fielder's choice, five unassisted, but nobody is out.
Number 22, Olivia Feltz.
Not necessarily the wrong decision there.
No, not at all. It looked like she had a good shot at her and just couldn't get the tag on her in time.
If she goes to first, she would have had to be quick. If she goes to first, the run may score.
Courtesy runner for
so she had to try and get back.
Ashley McDermott.
So Ashley McDermott is the courtesy runner for Yard at first base. Williamsville has the bases loaded, only one out, and Olivia Feltz the batter. The first pitch that Feltz sees is high for ball one. I keep wanting to say Olivia Lett, Carl, and she's a PANA athlete.
Just some names that you know. And
yeah.
We've got that minors defense all in, short, second, third, and first.
1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's strike one. Feltz is 0-for-2 on the day with a strikeout and a ground out. The Bullets could have a big inning here. Gillespie trying to get out of it. Base is loaded, one out, and the pitch is fouled off to the right side and out of play. 1-2 now on the Bullet designated hitter. 6-2 our score. Williamsville leading, bottom of the fourth inning. Hendricks trying to work out of a jam. The 1-2 pitch is low for ball two. That was an off-speed pitch that just missed the zone. It was close, but it was low. The 2-2 pitch to Feltz. High, and batter did not swing. It's 3-2. Nowhere to put Feltz as the bases are loaded. The 3-2 pitch is high for ball four, and Hendricks walks in a run.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the left fielder, number 10, Molly Walter.
Come
So Molly Walter bats now for Williamsville with the bases loaded and still only one out. Oh, she's hit on the helmet on that one. Not happy. She walks down to first base. And that brings another run home. Ooh, inside pitch off the helmet. They'll check on her at first base. I don't know if they're going to...
believe the Miners will go ahead and make pitching change here.
Indeed they will. So, we'll step aside. Our score is 8-2. Williamsville with the lead. The Bullets have the bases loaded. Only one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Gillespie going with a pitching change. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. So a new pitcher, Sydney Byers, on the mound for Gillespie. She inherits the bases loaded, only one out, and a couple runs home in this half of the inning. 8-2 our score. Williamsville with the lead, and batting is Mackenzie McCormick, and first pitch she sees is a called strike one. McCormick has hit in every inning so far. The 0-1 pitch, high for ball one. Gillespie trying to work out of a bases-loaded jam here, only one out. The 1-1 pitch to McCormick, high and outside for ball two. Nowhere to put her. Molly Walter at first base after getting hit in the helmet. Olivia Feltz on second after walking, and Riley Yard on third, reaching on a fielder's choice. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Bussman has to go home, and out at the plate is the runner from third. So fielder's choice, 5-2 on the play.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the center fielder, number 7.
I had a little
Emma
trouble with
the
ground
Robert.
Ball, but really... you're going to get the out at home. It's about the only out you're going to get, period.
Looked like the runner at third hesitated, and you can't do that because
bases loaded.
So Emma Walbert bats for Williamsville now with the bases still loaded, but two outs, and she sees a strike one right down the middle. Walbert on the day is 1-for-3 with an infield single. She's also scored a run. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one. Hendricks is responsible for all three runners on base. The 1-1 pitch to Walbert. Slapped off to the left side and out of play. It's 1-2. If Gillespie can get out of this only allowing two runs, it would be big.
I'll be back to the drawing board on the comeback because I had cut into the lead.
Yeah.
Like in those two runs back.
1-2 pitch to Walbert. Just got a piece as she slapped at that one heading down to first base, and we'll do it again. The first three innings went rather quickly, and this fourth inning has taken its time.
Well, we had long break to check on our pitcher Long.
That's right.
Probably caught a spike on the play at home.
The 1-2 pitch on the way to Emma Walbert. And jammed her and bobbled at second base. She's going to be safe as you cannot bobble it. And two runs are going to score on a ball that didn't get out of the infield. On an error by the second baseman, Barrett. That's her second of the game. Two runs score on the play. And it's runners on first and second, still two outs. 10-2. Williamsville with the lead. And Danielle Dennis now bats. She is 0-for-1 on the day with a pair of walks, a pair
now
of runs scored,
bullets,
and a strikeout.
Baseman number 19, Danielle Dennis.
And we're going to have some defensive changes here for Gillespie. Hannah Barrett's coming out of the game. The left fielder, Keaton Link, is moving to second base. And Shelby Taylor comes in to play left field. So Taylor comes off the bench to go to left. Barrett comes out of the game,
Miners.
And Keaton Link is in second,
10,
on second.
Keaton Link. Now playing left field for the Miners, number 7, Shelby Taylor.
So Danielle Dennis bats again now. Runners on first and second. Two outs. Four runs scored here in this fourth inning for the Bullets. Our score, 10-2, Williamsville with the lead in this Class 2A sectional semifinal game. This is the first semifinal from Gillespie, as this one is fouled off the catcher's mask for strike one. The second semifinal will be played tomorrow, and that will see Marquette take on Buffalo Tri-City. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Danielle Dennis. Right down the middle, called strike two. Emma Newton waits on deck for Williamsville if Dennis can extend the inning. If she can get an extra base hit, it'll make this very interesting. The 0-2 pitch to Dennis is a line drive into right field, base hit. They're going to wave in one run, and she is going to score. The runner at first advances to third, and Dennis is going to advance to second on the play. 11-2 now our score off the RBI single by Danielle Dennis.
Now batting for the Lady Bullets, the right fielder.
Good base running there, too, by Williamsville.
Emma Newton.
And now Emma Newton bats for the second time in the inning. She's 2-for-3 on the day with a home run, a single, two runs scored. First pitch she sees is on the outside corner for a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Newton. Into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Another run scores. Here comes the second. And it's a 2-RBI single for Emma Newton. She has driven in 5 on the day. Emma Newton so far
now
having quite the afternoon for Williamsville.
Number 15, Kaylee Moser.
13-2, the Bullets lead Gillespie in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Williamsville still at the plate. Kaylee Moser bats now. She is 1-for-2 on the day with an infield single, a walk, and two runs scored. She also reached on an error, and the first pitch she sees here is a called strike one. Moser is at second base today. The 0-1 pitch from Sydney Byers. Inside for ball one. Byers' pitch is lined into center field. Allie Clay going back, makes the leaping catch for the third out of the inning. But the damage is done as Williamsville scores 7 in the inning and make it a 11-run lead. We head to the top of the fifth inning. It's Williamsville 13, Gillespie 2. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Leading off from the top of the fifth inning for Gillespie is Lexi Bussman. She's followed by Keaton Link and then Riley Jarman. This could be the final inning for the Miners as they trail 13-2, and the first pitch to Bussman is high and outside for ball one. Bussman on the day is 1-for-1 with an infield single. She was stranded at first base in the third. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Gillespie trying to keep their season alive. Keaton Link waits on deck for the Miners. Peyton Long trying to shut down the Miner offense here in the top of the fifth. The 2-0 pitch to Bussman is high for ball three.
Well, nothing starts a rally better than a leadoff walk.
Come back here now, Peyton.
So the 3-0 pitch on the way to Lexi Bussman is right down the middle for a called strike one. Gillespie needs at least two runs in this inning to keep this game going. The 3-1 pitch to Bussman, swing and a miss, and it's 3-2.
Peyton Long's only walked the one batter. That was in the last inning. Struck out 7.
The 3-2 pitch is popped up off to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again. She has allowed the two runs. One of those runs scored on a passed ball. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Lexi Bussman is high for ball four, so the Miners have a leadoff walk. And that brings up Keaton Link, who is 0 for 1 on the day.
Now batting for the Lady Miners, the second baseman, number 10, Keaton Link.
Link's only at bat was a strikeout. Looking to get a Miner rally going. The first pitch she sees is right down the middle for called strike one. Gillespie was held scoreless for the first three innings, and then they finally scored two runs in the fourth. But they trail 13-2 here in the top of the fifth, and Link swings and misses at the pitch there, and it's quickly 0-2. Williamsville scored two in the first, four in the second, none in the third, and seven in the fourth to make this an 11-run lead. Swing and a miss, and Link is down swinging for the first out of the inning.
Eight That's strikeouts now for Long.
Two of those have come off the bat of Keaton Link.
Riley Jarman.
Now back to the top of the order for Gillespie and Riley Jarman. She's 0 for 2 on the day. She grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning and flew out to right field in the third. And the first pitch here is in the dirt for ball one. Michaela Hayes waits on deck. Gillespie just needs hits and base runners and score some runs. There's a bloop into left center field. The center fielder, Walbert, comes on and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So now Gillespie is down to their last out here in the top of the fifth inning, and it's Michaela Hayes, who is one for two with a single and a strikeout.
Well, do we have a play of the game coming up, or?
I don't know if we do or not, honestly.
Guess we could.
We could.
We should. I don't know where else it's going to be, though, boy.
It'd be
it's hard telling.
Diamonds and Dogs play of the game right now would be the home run, I'd say, by
I would agree.
Emma Newton as this pitch
that
is
was definitely
off.
A big nail in the coffin as far as this ball game goes.
0-1 is the count to Michaela Hayes. Emma Newton hit that three-run homer in the second inning to make it 5-0 and really took the wind out of the sails of Gillespie. Off-speed pitch is just off the outside corner. It's 1-1.
She hasn't been able to get that over for a strike the last couple innings, but Gillespie's not going to have time to make any adjustments.
That's right. The 1-1 pitch to Hayes is fouled into the catcher's glove, and now Williamsville is a strike away from advancing to the sectional championship game. Top of the fifth inning, Williamsville leading 13-2. Gillespie with a runner on first and two out. The pitch to Hayes and fouled off of the catcher's glove, and she couldn't hold on to it, so we will do it again. That close.
That close. It can't get any closer than that, can it? Foul no. Tip almost caught to end the game and just dropped.
So the 1-2 pitch to Hayes. Off-speed pitch and got a piece again. She's staying alive. Good off-speed pitch by Peyton Long, but good job by Michaela Hayes to keep the game going. 1-2 is the count. The pitch from Peyton Long to Michaela Hayes is popped up off to the right side. No play for the first baseman, as that was going to be a tough play. And good at bat here by Hayes, staying alive. She wants the season to continue, and why not? She's just a freshman, so her high school career is just starting, is Hayes. The 1-2 pitch on the way to Hayes. Popped up on the infield, and this could do it. The shortstop, McCormick, calls for it, and that's the ball game. Williamsville wins this one 13-2 over Gillespie. We'll step aside and wrap this one up on the other side after these messages on WSMI. Congratulations to the Gillespie Miners on a very good season. Their season comes to an end in the sectional semifinal here at home. They lose to Williamsville by a score of 13-2 in five innings. But also congratulations to the Williamsville Bullets by winning this game. They advance to the sectional championship game, which will be played here on Saturday at first pitch scheduled for 11 o'clock. They will play the winner of Marquette and Buffalo Tri-City. That semifinal will be played tomorrow. Our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game goes to Emma Newton, after she hit a three-run home run in the bottom of the second inning to make it a 5-0 lead And that took all the wind out of the sails of Gillespie, essentially, as they didn't look terrible, and Sydney Hendricks wasn't pitching awful, but just couldn't get the job done when she needed to.
Well, she wasn't pitching like Cindy Hendricks. She had, what was it, 5 walks and 2 hit batsmen. So, you know, she didn't have her normal control by no means. She rarely, I would say most games we've seen her do, 1-2 walks is about the max you'll see out of her. So definitely a little control issue in this particular game.
That's exactly right. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this would be possible. Again, please go out and patronize the businesses you hear on this broadcast, because again, without them, we can't bring you any high school sports coverage. Again, thanks to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job as always. And finally, thanks to our host, Gillespie High School. They treat us so well every time we come here. Carl, any final thoughts?
Well, like I say, it just wasn't Gillespie's day, and a couple key errors and just not the normal control out of Cindy Hendricks and basically Williamsville, which, let's face it, Williamsville looked very good in all aspects of the game. They had speed, they had power, and they also have a very good defense.
That's exactly right. That is Carl DeBar. I'm David Jenkins. Once again, our final score, Williamsville 13, Gillespie 2. The Bullets advance to the sectional championship on Saturday here at Gillespie, and they will wait the winner of Marquette and Buffalo Tri-City. For Carl DeBar, this is David Jenkins saying so long from Gillespie.